Hello, my name is Alexa Martin, and I am the writer of this book. I first encountered the Talking, Thinking, Dancing Body in 2013 as a student in modus operandi, and I was hooked. I attended as many as I could, and eventually I became the unofficial and then official scribe of the sessions, the result of 2 years of which are this book. In 2019, I became the co-facilitator of the Talking, Thinking, Dancing Body alongside Rianne Svelnis. And I'm recording this now in January 2022, the month which is the 10-year anniversary of the year that the Talking, Thinking, Dancing Body started. The Talking, Thinking, Dancing Body, or TTDB, as it's often lovingly referred to, fundamentally changed my relationship to making, to community, to how I perceive and talk about work. My own work, others, and not just what we make, but how we make it. Many things are different about the dance-making ecology in so-called Vancouver now, in 2022, than they were in 2012. And I believe that the Talking, Thinking, Dancing Body had a role in shaping many of us as emerging artists, and ultimately making talking about and holding difficult things in our rehearsal processes, in our relationships, in our responsibilities to where we are more possible. The Talking, Thinking, Dancing Body, 2016 to 2018. The Talking, Thinking, Dancing Body is a discussion series initiated by Lee Soufe, co-facilitated by Justine A. Chambers and Lee Soufe from 2012 to 2015, and co-facilitated by Justine A. Chambers and Sadira Rodriguez from 2016 to 2018. The Talking, Thinking, Dancing Body encourages speaking about dance from an awareness of our bodies, as well as the world they live in. It unabashedly interrogates dance through a lens that is concerned with anti-colonialism, anti-racism, feminism, and anti-ableism. This book is a record, a dance, and a response to the gatherings held at the Dance Center between December 2016 and May 2018 by me, Alexa Solveig Martin. Throughout each session, I sat, listened, drew, spoke, and scribed furiously on my laptop, catching edges and phrases and exchanges, laughter and gesture, tension, release. Multiple voices across multiple instances appear here, more often than not recorded without note of their speaker. A note on format. As my role as documentarian became clearer, my methods for holding what happened in the room and transmitting it through writing shifted. This writing is an experiment in my own practice as writer, dancer, maker, and community member. And I believe that the deepening sense of urgency to inhale these conversations, transmute them in my body, and exhale them in language, shows as this book travels time, sometimes linearly, sometimes crookedly, from 2016 to 2018, from entry to entry. This book would also not be possible without the peers whose voices, time, energy, and presence made TTDB and the writing about it come to life. Rianne Svelnis, Alyssa Hansen, Lexi Vida, Diego Romero, Blake Worthy, Andrea Cowden. The future is bright because you showed up and continue to show up. Thank you. I acknowledge that these gatherings and the labor of creating this document took place as a part of an ongoing occupation of unceded territory. That of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh people. I acknowledge that to gather to discuss the politics, care, and ethics of dance and dance making on the land of peoples who have been historically and continually denied their dances is a privilege. December 13th, 2016. Coercion, Control, and Consent, Part 1. It has been freezing or just below for weeks. The sidewalks are slick with ice, and after some weeks of this, I realize that the strange, untethered feeling I can't place is the fact I can't smell my city. I walk around feeling like a dog unable to sniff its way home. We meet in the Ferris Theater at the Dance Center, folding chairs arranged in a circle on the black marley. Sean, the technical director, has softly lit us from above. Scuff marks on the floor trace the history of a turn, a pivot. I wonder how many of these marks could be mine? How many dances I've been asked to perform and reperform on this theater floor? How many no's was I ignoring in my body when I said yes to these dances? Timing the fall or catching the count to send us into the next image, sliding a sweat-slicked knee across the floor with the anesthetic of adrenaline pumping fast. Where has my desire to dance approached what I know is desired from me? Where does my no begin? And how practiced am I at listening to it? How am I complicit in and continue to benefit from the systems that hold up, quote, capital D dance? I take notes as the choreographies of conversation bloom around me. The three talking, thinking, dancing, body gatherings between December 2016 and January 2017 touched on the themes of coercion, control, and consent, and on the mutual responsibilities of artists and institutions at different stages leading up to a project. A group of artists, students, teachers, and arts workers gathered to hold and share ideas and experiences around virtuosity, hierarchical relationships in dance, room for no. These sessions used a case study or a text as a starting point, including artist Sarah Wookie's open letter to artists and some recent responses to the 2016 Banff Center's Creative Gesture Residency for discussion around how artists, institutions, and bystanders can develop tools when conflict arises.